Hi, this is Mark Holden, and you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
Now, we have a second edition, Space Show News. Now, Landsat is a series of spacecraft that have been continuously photographing the Earth since 1972. Two of the series are still operational and others are in development. Landsat 7 is in its 18th year of operations and collects about 430 scenes a day. Its mission may end in 2020 because it is running out of fuel it uses to adjust its orbit. Consideration is being given to using Landsat 7 as a test of in-orbit refueling. NASA would launch a spacecraft called RESTORE-L. This satellite would dock with Landsat 7 in late 2020, then transfer fuel to the aging satellite. Options for a refueled Landsat 7 include deorbiting to prevent a derelict satellite becoming a collision hazard to other satellites. Another option is to continue the Landsat 7 science mission should the follow-on Landsat 9 fail. Landsat 8 is the eighth in a series of Earth observation satellites. The series began in 1972 with the launch of Landsat 1. Now, Landsat 8 was launched in 2013, February, and acquires about 750 images per day. On May the 31st last year, it took its 1 millionth picture. Now, Landsat 8 provides the highest quality data of any in the Landsat series. Landsat data support a vast range of applications in areas such as global change research, agriculture, forestry, geology, land cover mapping, resource management, water and coastal studies. Here in Australia, the mining industry is a heavy user of Landsat images. The Landsat archive from Landsats 1 through 8 now has more than 6.7 million scenes, all freely available to users worldwide. This next item discusses the fifth anniversary of the launch of Landsat 8.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and ignition, and liftoff.
In February of 2013, NASA launched the eighth satellite in the Landsat program, continuing an unbroken string of Earth observations stretching back to 1972. Since launch, mission operations have been handled by the U.S. Geological Survey. After 5 years in orbit, Landsat 8 has more than met its mission to collect global data, giving scientists the ability to assess changes in Earth's landscape. Each Landsat satellite has been an improvement on the previous generation. Landsat 8's new design allowed more sensitive measurements, detected more wavelengths, and collected more data than ever before. More observations give scientists more opportunities to monitor forests around the globe and track blooms of algae to assess water quality. For the first time, Landsat 8 can measure a specific frequency to detect cirrus clouds, thin, wispy clouds high in the atmosphere that can interfere with scientific measurements, enabling scientists to improve the accuracy of their data. More sensitive detectors can distinguish subtle changes in vegetation health. Landsat 8 data is being used to measure agricultural productivity and the condition of forests at home and around the globe. Improved sensitivity in thermal infrared wavelengths allowed the detection of an ice island calving off the Larsen C ice shelf in Antarctica during the otherwise sunless polar winter. By collecting more data and higher quality data, Landsat 8 enables scientists to track the velocity of glaciers as they speed up and slow down through the year, providing insights into what is driving changes in the cryosphere. Engineered with a design life of 5 years, Landsat 8 is still going strong, maintaining the tradition of long operational lifetimes. And engineers are already building the next satellite in the Landsat program to continue adding more data to the Landsat archive, available for all to use at no cost.
The next in the Landsat Earth Observation series of satellites will be Landsat 9. The satellite instrumentation is being built for NASA and the United States Geological Survey by Ball Aerospace and Technologies Corporation in Boulder, Colorado. One instrument is being built at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. The satellite itself is under construction by Orbital ATK in Gilbert, Arizona. Landsat 9 is expected to be launched in 2020 December in time to replace the aging Landsat 7 satellite. That would continue the legacy built by the Landsat satellites in those years since 1972. Well, you've been listening to The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie. We'll be back next week with another Space Show here on 88.3 Southern FM.